I couldn't do nothing. Praise the Lord. But I just kept on just praising the Lord. So I walk around in the church in the morning. I'm just, like Al said, sometimes you have to talk about yourself, you know. Because, you know, you have to just tell what God has done. Praise the Lord. So in the mornings, I come over here before you get here. And I take my exercise. And I say, oh, Jesus. All around the church. Go around the church. Go around the church. About to be 20 minutes. I said, Lord, I do to take my exercise here. Praise the Lord. I'm going to think God is doing something in this church. God is doing something. This is the day. We better get in or we won't make it. We got to get in. The door is open now. We got to get in. We don't know. He ain't going to stand here waiting for you all the time. He ain't going to stand here waiting for me all the time. Praise the Lord. So he gave me a message for the church. And I thought, when I seen it, when I was in prayer, I said, woo, Jesus, now you get something, go, woo, this is good. So I started studying, and then it jumped in, and I said, wait a minute, now, Lord, which way you want me to take this now? He brought three ways. I said, well, now, Lord, what am I supposed to do? I don't, you just get up there. I'll help you with the, you just get on up there. You stay before me, you get on up there, and I'm going to show you what to do. Praise the God is good. He's good, good, good. I said, if you can't see him moving, you got to need some glasses. You need to do what he going to let the people fix your eyes up. I tell you, because God is really moving. And I just really want to thank him. And I want to praise him. Praise him. And you know, I will tell you, I'll share this with you. Now I'm too old for this. I'm going to share it with you anyway. You know how sometimes you be feeling, you know, you just feel like you done messed up. I should have done something. I said, Lord, I'm just a mess. He said, don't you ever tell me that no more. I didn't make no messes. Don't you ever say that to me again. He was like, I said, oh, sometimes you say things to God, you know, you make him, you think you're going to make him feel good, you know. You're going to say these elaborate things, you know, something good. He said, don't you ever say that again. You're my child. You are chosen by me. And you somebody. Did I tell you you're kings and queens? I told you was a prince. What are you talking about? You ain't no, come on here. Well, I say, well, now after all these years, I learned something. Hallelujah. I'm a child of the King. I said, I'm a child of the King. I'm telling you, he done chose me, taking me up there, cleaning me up. Oh, I got something to tell you. I'm going to take it. Okay, let's do that then. All right. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the moving of your spirit. I say, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to help us. I thank you, Lord. Let everyone begin to want him. Let everyone begin to reach out for him. Let everyone know where we are today. Let everyone come. Let everyone dine in the name of Jesus. I just praise you today, Lord. I thank you. And I praise you for the position. And you know what I'm saying. I just praise you. And I give you praise and honor. Praise the Lord. I pray you with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I can't do this now. We went two or three different ways. You're going to have to take me for the sake of the people of God and help me today in Jesus' name. I'm telling you what God has been doing. You may be seated. It's just too much for me. Lord, I've given you everything now to work with. Now go get it. I've given you things to work with. And he's been telling me a lot of things that I can't share. It ain't your business. But I just really want to thank the Lord. The move of the Spirit. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for bringing you all here. For Sister Helen coming. And Sister Her coming. And Sister Her back there. And my Sister Linda. And it's just been, you know, just wonderful. It just God is just good. Won't you give him another big, he's just good. So I know Brother Ed going to pray for me. He knows how it is up here. Yeah. So I'm going to go over into Esther. I'm going to take Esther and I'm going to take the high priest. And I'll tell you how God gave this to me. He gave it to me. And when he first gave it to me, he told me, said, I'm dressing you up. He said, did you notice how? I'm trying now. Y'all pray for me now. Do you notice how people in different professions, how do you know a policeman? Well, because he usually wear a little blue suit with a gun on the side and, you know, and things like that. And we call him a policeman. A lot of times people have to watch out. Oh, thank you. And that policeman get out there, don't have his clothes on, and people don't respect him like you do when you had the blue clothes on. He said, how do you know? It used to be, a person that's worked like anybody. Maybe a nurse. I got a friend that's a nurse. I said, well, she put on her nursing outfit. She got a certain color she wearing. The doctors, you go in the hospital, they got their little blue coats or whatever. He said, well, I'm getting ready to put on the saints something now. I'm going to clothe them because now I'll set the Holy Ghost out. And I'm picking you and taking you into the king's house and fix you up so you can see the king. I hope I'm doing this right. I hope I'm doing it. We like Esther. I want to go to Esther. I've read Esther many, many times. Many, many times. But the Lord showed me about Esther. And he showed me, so I've been praying, what you're going to start to pray now. Lord, take the myrrh and clean me. For 6 months, they had to be washed with myrrh. You know, again, women were nasty, and they thought women were no good. But, you know, but we got to be clean with myrrh. And myrrh, did you find my tree? I know I'm going fast, but I may go back and double back. That's a myrrh tree. And it's kind of twisted. And the myrrh comes out of the sap of that tree. It's called a camomilla tree. Is that right? Camomilla tree. And from that sap, myrrh, you notice they brought myrrh when Jesus, remember they brought the gifts, and myrrh was in one of the gifts. Okay, myrrh, let me tell you what myrrh do. I love this. all of myrrh is a resin from that tree. It comes from the tree called a camomilla tree, myrrh tree. Botanically, it's related to frankincense. And it's one of the most widely used oils, listen to this, in the world, myrrh. So I looked up myrrh, and it do so much. They will cleanse the women in myrrh, because myrrh goes into you mostly through your mouth. It takes away bad breath. It cleans out anything that's bad in your mouth, like, you know, if you got a this or you got a that on your teeth. Look it up in your thing. But myrrh is a cleansing and a purifying thing. And so for 6 months, the number of man, he cleaned her with myrrh. And I've been asking God, I said, Lord, clean me with myrrh. Oh, God, the myrrh of the Spirit, clean me, Lord. I'm tell you now, I don't say I understand this word a bit. Because when God gave it to me, and I just, I don't know what to do with this. You know, I don't know what to do with this. Just get up and open your mouth, and I'll speak through you. Praise the Lord. So they went to Hege. Hege represents the Holy Ghost. Y'all know that. We've been taught that. And while she was there for 6 months, she was obedient. And she found favor not only with the Holy Spirit, but she found favor with people. You know, you're going to find favor with people you do right. I ain't going to say everybody going to like you. But they're going to say, you know, I hear people say, I love to be in your presence. You ever heard that? I got people that I go to, say, and the little girl said, you know, I just love to be in your presence, Miss Davis. It ain't me she loves me. It ain't me. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And it's Christ in you. Don't get all beside yourself. You ain't nothing. You let God take something from you, you be just like any other man. But I begin to understand that. And so listen, so when you get up, listen, from this day forward, I'm more than a conqueror. We're going to quote what God say we are. We ain't going to never come into nothing. Wait a minute now, listen. When you come to the king, you got to be dressed. Esther couldn't go in there with a rag on, some toe over here and muddy shoes on. You got to be dressed. Now, this is what the Lord showed me. He said, the Holy Ghost, if you let him, going to dress you up. You got to be dressed to see God. Pray for me now. You got to be dressed. And so that 6 months passed. All the women, you know, she wasn't the only woman chose. You ain't the only Christian chose. You ain't the only one. But you in your test right now. I really believe that I do. Because the church ain't doing what the old church did. Come on now. The church ain't up there yet. But the church is getting ready to be bad on this earth. I'm telling you, those that are being cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ and they obeying the Holy Ghost, they're going to get bad. Praise the Lord. You know, you see, there'll be some bad people. I say, they're going to do exploits. They're going to be better. I'm not saying God ain't never used me. He used me. And I told the Lord, I say, God, I appreciate you using me, but I feel like I just got saved. I do. I feel like I just done come into something. You know how when you get a real revelation, I say, ooh, God, this is really good. Praise the Lord. Now I don't feel like sitting down moaning, talking about, you know, I ain't going to never, you know, Lord, I'm saying, I'm not saying you ain't supposed to ask God to forgive you now. You're supposed to be forgiven. But after that, you get up. I mean, don't sit down there. You ain't got time. You got time wasted. You ain't got time to sit up and you know, God is feeling good. You're like, well, Lord, you know I didn't do this. And I forgot to do that. And you know we do that. I do it. Praise, you know, I forgot. Praise the Lord. But I think more you praise him and the more you realize who you are, you'll start acting like who you are. Yes. You'll get a big bad. Hey, look at here. Praise the Lord. hey. You know what? You see people out on that runway. Praise the Lord. That women strut across. Thank you. They strut across that runway, but they know they looking good. You're going to know you looking good. You're going to know you got God in you. You're going to know you can. Let me, what should I say? What you going to say going to come out because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask what you want. And I said, ooh, glory. And if he abide in you, then he going to come out of you. If he's abide in you, ain't got to worry about nothing. You get in situations like we get in situations. And you ain't got to worry because he going to speak through you. Yes. He told us, don't ask me nothing about what you should say. Don't, you getting down there asking me, oh, Lord, no. You get up there before the judge, I'm going to put the words in your mouth. I'm going to speak for you. I'm going to speak to your neighbor. Well, Lord, I don't want to say nothing wrong. Don't want to do nothing to nobody, you know. But this, you getting to step up now. You getting to step up. You have to, you getting to step up. If you fasting and you praying and you stand before the God, you getting ready to get a step up. I say you getting to step up. We're going to know, hallelujah. He's known as we are known. We're going to know something. I said, Lord, I'm tired of being dumb. I'm tired of not knowing how to use the phone. I got a phone. Y'all didn't catch that. I got a phone. It ain't cute. What you don't know ain't cute no more. Now, what you going to know will hurt you. I said, Lord, I'm tired of being dumb. I said, Al, now how you do that? I'm looking at, I'm going to learn how to do it. I said, this is crazy. I'm calling, Al, could you help me do this? Al, could you help me do that? Get up and learn how to do something for you. Christians, y'all call us now. You call Al, you call his brother, call people, because counsel, they come from good people, counsel. You know, you can't call, you know, but a lot of y'all know some things. You've been saved, you know. Being saved is just like when he said, born again. Well, a baby, you don't stay for a baby. Some of people 30, 40 years old in the Lord and still don't know nothing. You expect when you get, you grand, and you just got, we've been saved 20, 30 years. Praise, we got to be further on. Come on now. We got to be, we can't expect the one that's been saved 2 years to do and then understand what we got. Now they're grown. And you know, you ain't going to just sit up and just, no, kidding. One man asked me, say, how long you been saved? I've been saved about 3 or 4 years. And he said, boy, you really have grown. I don't know what he meant by that then. God, you growing there. I said, you believe God, then whatever you say, it's going to be. And ask them not to the Father's will. You're going to know the Father's will. You're going to go, God, he said, no, you're going to know. I said, you're going to know. And so they went for 6 months. And in 6 months, Esther was, you know, and all listening at them. I can see the women running around there. But I think I want to put this on. I think I want to. Don't know nothing that the head God knows what the king loves. You better be with him that know. The Holy Ghost know what God loves. You better be with him so he can show you what to put on. I don't want to wear this. So here they marching in there to see the king. And he goes. Here comes the queen from Sheba. Here come queen from somebody's church. But when Esther had to go in after the other 6 months, 6 and 6 is 12, perfect government. Oh, I can leave that alone. She said, what should I wear? He know what color the king like. He know what kind of jewelry he like. He know how to fix your hair. He know everything. Hallelujah. Esther put this on. She said, but I don't like it. I don't know what she thought. She just did what Hagar told her to do. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, when she went in, we getting ready to go in now, brother. God getting ready. God, I'm telling you now, God going to have a people. I say, he going to have a people. I say, he going to have a people. Did you read about the five wise and foolish virgins? They was all virgins. All had lamps. All had oil in them at first. But see, they didn't go through that second stage to keep the oil. That second stage is another of your oil. Okay. So when she went into the king after this other sick, because the scriptures say, because it's for other odors and things, goodness and mercy and things that he gave her so that she could face the king. Hallelujah. Now she's looking, baby. I don't know why, but he had her looking good, baby. Oh, yeah, and it wasn't just what she looked. It was of her. It was her. Her personality, her, just her. When she came in, boy, oh, boy, that's it. You come in, Jesus, oh, that's it. Whoops! Praise the, y'all didn't catch that. That's it. Praise the Lord. When you be obedient to the Lord, that's it. That's it. That's my child down there. You ain't got the, oh, God. Oh. That's sometimes that we all get in that. Because Jesus got there's the agony. I'm not y'all stay with me now. Praise the Lord. But when you going for something that you know that is godly, and you knew your children need to be saved, your cousin need to be saved, your uncle need to be saved, but for God's sake, you got what's your will? It's your will to pray. And that's called intercessory prayer, where people just get, I've had prayed intercessory prayers a couple times for people. I'm telling you, this wear you out. But you know, praise the Lord, you will know. And why pray for stuff you ain't even believing no way? You pray for your children. Now, the Lord done told you, I'm going to save your household. Oh, this is good. I'm going to save your household. I'm going through the same thing, yeah. Right where I'm living, I'm going through the same thing. Save your household. Oh, God, save my household. I done told you that. What, I mean, what's new? I told you. I just believe it's a different way to pray. I do. I'm sitting over here in this house. He did the best. Ooh, honey, sitting over there. Ooh, Jesus, please. Hallelujah. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have it. What I want to pray this way. It's his will for your son to be saved. It's your will for your husband to come in. It's your will. Walk it, oh, like you somebody. Like you somebody. Lord, I've come for my daughter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, he going to give us some oomph. Well, somebody going to say, now nah, I want this done such and such. Now, y'all didn't come to that, but maybe I ain't either. But I'm telling you, God wants his people to believe in him. Now, that's as simple as I can preach it. Praise the Lord. But the Lord told me, said, you are known. Hallelujah. And he showed it to me about the dress. I was in the first time about the dress. Okay, he said we are kings and priests. That's the high priest. He had to put on what God said put on before he could go into the holy place. Jesus had made it possible for us to go where he went. He tore the curtain. No more, hallelujah, do we have to have a man to say, well, I did so and so and so and so. Father, I did so and so. No longer do we have to. We are dressed just like that. We are the high priest of God. And we can go into the Holy of Holies and ask God for what we want if we have lived according to his will, and he will do it. Now, that's his word. I say, that is his word. I'm telling you to sit up in there and stop you. I told God, I don't want to hear nobody telling me I can't do nothing. No, I can be all things that Jesus told me I can be. I don't want to hear this. Some of these new preachers, I don't have to listen. I don't believe in all that stuff. I believe what the Bible says. Hallelujah. He said, you are priest. What does first people, what did Peter, read that, get that. I got it down in there. Read it. We are a chosen generation. Read, now listen, this is going to mean something to you now. That we are a chosen generation. I said, he chose you. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, that we should bring forth the praises of him who brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God, you ain't junk. I ain't junk. I'm a child of God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, stand over there. I'm staying over there. I'm gonna invite y'all in, baby, next Sunday. Not this Sunday. And the back got windows in it. You know, so the week one said, you know, somebody gonna cut that glass. Heard somebody in there, I thought, cut the glass. I said, look, you don't know who you talking to. I'm God's child. And no evil shall befall me. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Peace came over me, and I was saying, ha, ha, ha. Praise the Lord. You need to laugh at that devil. I said, you need to laugh at that devil. He telling y'all that you ain't gonna never get no job. You ain't gonna never get no job. You don't quit that job and you know, you go walk around and say, Lord, I know I got something good coming because I'm serving you. I know I got something good coming. I know you gonna do what I ask you. Pray. So I just want to thank you for my job. I thank you. Give me the wisdom now to do what I'm supposed to do on this. I thank you for it. It's time for us to believe God. We got to believe God. I said, we got to believe God. My daughter's told me, say, Mama, I don't want to talk too much. She said, Mama, you know, if you get a place, you know, we have to pitch in to take care of you. No, you ain't taking care of me. God gonna take care of me. You ain't gonna take care of me. You ain't got to pitch in there, damn. I say, now, damn. Because God got all the money and the cattle up on 1,000 hills, and I ain't asking for no 1,000 cattle. Just give me enough to let me, hey, praise the Lord. I tell you, God, and he's done a good job. I say, he's done a good job. I'm telling you, I got food. I said, Lord, you help me now. Because I don't want to get, you know, thrown away stuff. I want to be, you know, do this thing right. Praise. But girl, I got food to eat that you know not of. And I got food in there. I'm telling you, girl. Ooh, I opened the box. I said, Lord, no, I don't need that now. I don't need one of them either. And I don't need that either. Kids call me, tell me, I'm fine. But you know what? I'm fine. I said, I'm fine so long. I'm fine. I said, I'm fine. Now, I've had to say, oh, I don't know. You know, Daddy, here, I don't know what I'm going to do. I decided I wasn't going to live like that. I decided. I could be crying. I could be hurting. I said, Lord, I'm your child. And you're going to take care of me. And I just want to thank you for all the goodness. I thank you for the saints loving me. I thank you for you sending brother that ready when I needed that. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. And all of a sudden, something rise up in my heart. Now I'm ready to whoop that devil till he... He ain't getting me down. I said, no. Mama, I'm fine, honey. I'm fine because God said I'm fine. I said, he said I'm his child. He owned the cattle up on 1,000 hills. He owned everything. I say, he owned everything. I'm able to give like I've always wanted to give. I'm able to do what he tell me to do because I'm fine. And now y'all want to sit up there and just, And don't come around me with that because I'm telling you. I just tell you before you. Don't come around me. I don't, you know. Come on, I like people come around me and say, oh, girl, I'm telling you, we going to make it. Yeah. We going to make it. Brother Little, we going to make it. We going to make it. I say, we going to make it. Me and sister was in the store. We sat there. She said, Pastor, something. We talking. There's a lot of folks looking. Praise the Lord. And she hugged me. And we just, because we going to make it. Praise the Lord. If people can get in the store, it's, you know, looking like, you know, and two men together and stuff like that. I said, shoot. I said, people going to do this. I'm going to get in here and I'm going to be who I am. I said, I'm going to be who I am. Jesus loves you, child. You ain't got to be down there. Jesus loves you, honey. We was at checking some food out, and the lady say, I just don't know what done happened to this world. Oh, she never should say that. Ooh-wee. I say, all we got to do, the man waiting, is be ready when he come. Are you ready? And the lady back there, she said, yeah, that's right. I said, oh, I ain't got to, I could be planting a seed or whatever. I just want to do. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be, I'm just be yourself. You might be a seed planter. You might not be what you want. You know what I'm saying? You want to be like brother. So that's him. I said, I'm me. And I told Jesus, I ain't another Celeste in this world with the same DNA. So I want to be the best Celeste that you got. I want to be where you are proud of me. You want God to be proud of you? Now, ain't nothing wrong with that now. And you better want your father to be proud of you. You know, you need to want your father to be proud of you. Well, he's proud of you when you know who you are and who he is. Only way we get down is God, we think we're not abiding in him. If we abide in him, that a priest is. Did you know the priest had to have on a certain thing before he went in to see God? And he had to go up to the laver. And when he washed his hands, it was like a mirror. And so when he looked down, he not only washed his hands, he saw himself. Hallelujah. And then when he got it in the first part, I'm just a teacher, but I'm just so long. You know, he went through the thing of the candelabra and the shoebread and stuff that he had doing. All of it has a meaning. But when the high priest, he was the only one that could go in to the Holy of Holies. Y'all didn't catch that. He was the only one that could go into the Holy of Holies. You are the only one that can go into the Holy of Holies. You that are filled with the Spirit of God, filled with His Spirit, you are the only one that can go into the Holy of Holies. People trying to get saved, they kind of on the outside. They're coming into the court. I want to be saved. Praise the Lord. But there are some things that only you can do. You as Christians. And like Sister said, we got to get them to do something. Prayer changes things. I say prayer changes things. So look at it like you're putting on your clothes. You're putting on your clothes. You know what? Not naturally so. I see brother, he got his suit on. A long time ago, I had a church dress. I had two. I had a church dress. One I wore out. I had church shoes. And what I wore out. I wore my church dress to church. You never see me with anything on, but outside, when I, you know, you ain't gonna see me in the store with my church dress on. Because I know people done changed now. You know, we got so many clothes. I ain't got nothing. You just study. You got so much you don't know what to do with what you got. Come on. Praise the Lord. But you know, we need to get back. Because see, those things was helping our mind. We didn't have all this crap to go through. Didn't have all this technology. We was more into God because that's all we had. I was back there when we had to go outside to the toilet. Yeah. I was back there then. Oh, yeah. I was back there when Dad didn't have, we didn't have nothing but a skillet on our back and something else. That's all we had. And maybe he had a pair of pants and some shoes to go to work in a shirt, and I had about two pieces of clothing. But now, I ain't got nothing to wear. I ain't got nothing. I got to find something. You know why? Because you got too much. You get some of that red, that crap, and you say, well, if you got one thing you wear, that's what you're going to wear. Well, let me tell you what, brother. I was at this little church. I had one pair of shoes. This is true. It ain't because I couldn't afford it. But we was trying to save money to get us some land out here. See, y'all want, Lord. Y'all want stuff, but you don't want to pay for it. You don't want to sacrifice for what you want. Well, and I was ministering at this church, and I wore these Sunday shoes every time I went over there. And I had a blue dress I had made, I sewed. and made this blue dress, and I wore it. I wore it to church. Everywhere I went, I ain't thought nothing about it. I washed it and put it back on. I ain't thought nothing about it. So one of the men in the church had a rummy sale. We lived right in. And I had got another dress, so I put it in. He said, "Oh, thank God, that blue dress. Oh, thank you, Jesus." He said, "Oh, Lord, that's that blue dress. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord." And so I didn't know that people felt that way, you know. And my pastor, she was looking at my shoes. She thought, you know, I had these kids. And she don't know I had probably more than any of them in there. I had these kids, and I had them same shoes on. See, we got to buy Sister Davis some shoes. Oh, hallelujah. But you don't know. Hallelujah. I said, you just see, they didn't know Jesus. See, he didn't dress like everybody. See, they didn't know him because he wasn't greedy. He wouldn't say, "Give me $20 and I do." See, they didn't know him. And people still don't know him. But that just took, I look back on, I laugh at that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? He started, y'all would know him if I called his name. But I said, "Lord, I don't want to hurt nobody." So when I had my, one of the kids, he could sew. So he said, "So sister, they're going to have one." I used to wear some tents. You know, the women used to wear tents. Now they put, don't let me go into that. But I wear a tent. So I had made one. And he made me another one. He goes, "She's going to have two this time." So I had eight girls. And time passed. And I was going to Detroit to do something. I think I was supposed to preach. So, and Gwen said, "Mama, you are not wearing that." Gwen was working there. She said, "Mom, you ain't wearing that." I said, "What's the matter with this?" "No, Mama, you're not wearing that." So she was working. She went and bought me a beautiful, beautiful coat that I gave to somebody else. You know, a beautiful coat. She bought me. And that was having girls. They would just go out. Now my closet is with Tawana added to my children. Now I got so much stuff. I think Mama liked this. Mama liked this. I like because you gave it to me. I like it. You know, so Sister, you be looking at, I'm looking nice on somebody else. Because most of the stuff I got, God gave it to me. I mean stuff. And I was telling y'all, I said, I'm going through and get rid of stuff. I'm going to share my life down. You know, where I can, you know, you spend time keeping stuff. I have to go to the cleaners and get that stuff cleaned. I have stuff that I can't wash. So I got to take the stuff and pay $40-some to keep my suits and stuff clean. I'm going online and get me a preaching dress and have two of them. And on every Sunday, I preach on that one preaching dress. And the next, when I have something in the church, I put my stuff on, my preaching stuff on. Honest to goodness, it just, I told the Lord, I'm just tired. And because, you know, I be sitting down looking to do something, and I got five pair of shoes that I got to go put up. But I got to be doing something else. The shoe under the table, the shoe under that. You know, and then you say, "I ain't got nothing." You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I could take a switch and whoop some of y'all. Talking about you ain't got nothing. You got more than anything that you ever had in your life. But God now, through the Holy Spirit, is dressing us up. He's dressing us up. I say he's dressing us up. And all we got to do is obey the Holy Spirit. All we got to do is obey him. He's dressing us up so that we can see the King. Because he said, "I shall present before my God someone without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing." And only God can do that. Only God. So if you're trying to clean yourself up, good luck. Because you just can't do it. There are things in your heart, things that you don't even know in there. Things that you don't even know you were like that. You didn't even know you were, "Lord, you know I was like that. Lord, I didn't know that." And you live in all you know. That's all God requires. But while you live in all you know, live it in joy. Live it in that I'm a child of the King. I'm a child. Because sooner or later, if you still honest in your heart, God will show you that thing that's fault in your heart. And he'll show it to you. It may be something you never paid any attention, but he was honest to goodness, he will show you where you are wrong. But you got to live now. You know, you got to get up and live like a Christian now. You got to do what he say now. Now is the time. I told the Lord, I said, God, I don't say everything, but I be feeling. I got feelings, Brother Hearn. I got feelings. This church ought to be filled. I got feelings. And I go to God, I say, now, Lord, why? Why? I say, I may cry a couple days about it, but I'll be okay. You tell me why. And God been to show me. And I just thank him for it. And then Helen came. And then she came. And then you all came. And we came to hold up your hands. We came to help you. Now, come on now. Come on now. We came to help you. The Holy Ghost came to help you. He came to help you. To help you to clean up where you'll be when the kings, he'll hand out the scepter to you. Amen. He'll hand out the scepter. Brother, all I want him to do is hand his scepter. When I get into heaven, you know, they say Jerusalem, wherever I'm going to be with him. If it's in the city of Jerusalem, I love Jewish people. I talked to Seder once. I love Jewish people because he was a Jew. And I asked him, I said, Lord, I want to know all about you. I want to know where you came from, what you ate. He said, And you know, I told him that. So he passed me the Seder. Is that right, El? I learned it and learned the Hebrew words. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. I learned it. I sit there for hours. It wouldn't sound like I wrote it down. You tell me to read it, I wouldn't know nothing. Somebody, I was working for the Jewish lady. She said, Sister, does not know how to speak Hebrew. I don't know how to speak no Hebrew. All I'm doing is copying off what he said. I don't know how. I couldn't read a word in Hebrew. You put it down there and I don't say it. I said, is that what that meant? I don't know what that meant. And so when a Jew come in here that speaks Hebrew, and I have to speak in tongues, Lord, don't let me speak in Hebrew, because he's going to ask me, do you know any Hebrew? And I'll have to be trying to tell him, well, I used to know, God. He asked me, do you know Hebrew? No, I really don't. But then I got to explain to him if he ever tell me to keep it. I thought she said she didn't know Hebrew. Because you speak one phrase, you know that. But just because you speak one phrase don't mean you know the whole language. Watch it. Oh, catch it now. Catch it now. Catch it now. Catch it now. Praise the Lord. So from here to there, Lord, clean me with myrrh. Clean me with myrrh. If I'm in that myrrh stage, I'm telling you, clean me with myrrh. Because when I come out on this 12th one, that's complete government. And I'm going to be clean, washed as snow. I'm going to be clean. Praise the Lord. So look for, if you ask them that now, look for it. But one thing he going to do for you is stop, you know, making, you know, putting yourself down. I had a bad thing of that. You know, I just ain't going to make it. And in spite of my foolishness, he still used me. So I go back and cry, I say, Lord, in spite of my foolishness, you used me. But when you come into knowledge, I want you to do what you know. I can't always pitch you, I give you pablum and bring a blanket. No, I want you to grow up. And I want the saints to grow up. So don't you pet them. Don't you take no blanket and no pablum. And a blinky, what they call that thing, the blinky. You know, that pacify. No. I ain't going to pacify. If the Lord give me something, I don't care what's about, whether you like it or not. I'd come to get because it's small. Whether you like it or not. In my mouth, I'm going to y'all know me, I'm going to speak. Because your soul is at stake. And God put the Holy Ghost in his people. Supposed to have them. Everybody that's in the ministry. should tell the people the truth. They should tell them the truth. The truth make you free. Not petting you and giving you a pacifier and, you know, pablum and perping you. It's time out for that. I say it's time out. Well, my people, what about you? Ain't your people no way. What about your people? I don't mean that we sweat. I've been, now here's something I've been asking the Lord too. Give me love. And when I witness, let me witness in compassion. Girl, you need to stop that. Well, they know that. You tell them something they don't know? He didn't tell the lady at the will is my favorite. When she asked for water, he didn't say, I know what you've been doing. You something else. You really need something. Come on. Five husbands, really? Come on. He didn't start that way. I want to be like, I read that all the time. I said, Lord, give me compassion. Because people know where they are. You need to stop doing it. They know that. You don't have a drunk to send a drunk. You need to stop drinking. He know that. Pick him up and give him something that he don't have to drink no more. You got to have love and compassion. Faith works by faith. Don't y'all know scripture? Faith works by love. Faith will also work by love. You can't do nothing for nobody if you don't love them. And let me tell you this one. You know that thing you hate about people? That was what you was doing. If you was a drunk, you can't stand a drunk. You ever notice that? You preach hard against them than you would about anything else. And I've seen, honest to goodness, people forget where they come from. Amen. But Jesus was never nothing, so he didn't have to look back. He's perfect. He's wonderful. He was born of a virgin. Praise the Lord. And he's now helping us. And I'm hoping that I'm not, I told somebody I need more words. One sister said, I should have went to college or something. So these people, oh, put something in the other. I'm sorry. Yeah, y'all got what you see. What you see is what you got. Praise the Lord. But I tell you this, God is telling me. Hallelujah. Tell them they're in the house. I have chosen them. All I have chosen. And I'm using myrrh to clean them up. And I said, Lord, clean me with myrrh. Get everything out of my heart, out of my soul. Everything. And these other odors come. And you know when it's time for you to see the King. Because when we see him, we're going to see him as he is. You see the King. We're going to see the King. So we clean ourselves up so we can get to see the King. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to see the King. Praise the Lord, because it's going to take the rest of the years to clean us, get them odors and clean, bringing out that stuff out of us that we didn't know we had. Praise the Lord. We can be, hallelujah, more kind to our brothers. Praise the Lord. And we see somebody fall, we ain't going to go and eat them up. Praise the Lord. We ain't going to get on the phone and say, hello, you know, so, girl, did you hear about this? Girl, you ought to stop that mess. Did you hear about this? Now, that should be out of honest to goodness. Come on now. I said, Lord, we can't hardly give. Go on like Paul said, you know, we should lay aside all this teaching about this and that and the other. I don't know what it was. You know what it was. He said, but we will do this if we can. You know, about the, you know, read that. Where did we say, we should, otherwise, we should be able to, about, you know, being baptized and other things, you know, that you have to teach the church. We need to go on. I said, people ought to know all that. You know, remember that scripture? You know what I'm talking about. Okay. He said, if it's possible, we will go on. If it's possible. Now, if we have to teach it, we will. Oh, Lord. Yeah, the principles of, let's leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and move on. Most of us are old enough in here. Now, when other little people come in here, the pastor got to be, yeah, we have to teach them. But how old, think about how old, I get that, and I say, Lord, goodness, Lord, I've been saved for, good Lord, since I knew about God when I was 14. But I got to move on. What I didn't do or whatever, I can't go back there. I said, Lord, I can't go back into all my failures and all that kind of stuff. I got to move on from here. I got to move on from here. And I got people that look like, say, let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Pastor. Come on. Let's go, Pastor. So let's go. Let's go. You found the scripture? I said, this is a shame. And that did get on my nerve, too. I can't find simple scripture. I say, girl, what's the matter with you? Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. But we need to go on to perfection. And that be perfect in God. And you that have, you know, I know there's people here. And I'm just preaching y'all because these my y'all my people. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to see Sister Tina. I didn't know who that was. Who that is, that green? I ain't never seen that green sweater. Praise the Lord. But we're going to go on. And you're going to go on better if you go on in the Lord. Huh? Leaving the precipice. Mm-hmm. Yes. If God permitted. So may God get permission somewhere along there that we can go on. Amen. And go on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, I don't want to say that. Okay. I want you to stand. I had other scriptures. I got one scripture with Al. I want you to hold it. I want you to read this scripture for me. Ephesians 5:27. I should get brother because he loves Ephesians. 5:27. Ephesians. 5:27. Yes. Yes, that's what God wants. That's what he's going to make his people. Praise the Lord. You know, Brother Al, Brother Heron, I don't know what you got out of there, but in Revelation, a long time ago, I was studying, and he said, he that be righteous. But he had something else before that, though. He that be is Revelation. And he that be righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that be holy, let him be holy still. Okay, now, I'm going to get this to y'all now. Y'all have to go chew on it. Well, you are saved. You have the Spirit of Christ. Because he that have not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. Is that what the Bible says? But there's another step. Now, this is what I believe. And the Lord showed me this because I came from a holiness church where people didn't have the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, I'm going away. Don't you get all upset now. I'm going to send you a comforter that he can abide with you forever. Okay, when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, the 120 that received him and those afterward received the Holy Ghost. They are holy. I see it. When you receive salvation without the Holy Ghost, you're righteous. Because when you come to Christ, he said those that come to, that was in John 6:37, those that come to me, I will nowise cast out. My people, I worried about my people so hard. I worried about them because they didn't believe in speaking in tongues. They didn't believe in getting the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. And I just worried about them so much. But when the Lord showed me that scripture, I realized there are people, so don't y'all down them. Don't y'all down. And here's what got me too. I couldn't understand. He said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, watch it now. But I'm a child of God who's asking God to perfect me. How can I just be saved? Just live by the skin of my teeth. Think about it now. He said, the righteous shall be, where shall the ungodly stand? Because they standing right next to the ungodly, the righteous, because you ain't come into what you supposed to have. Now, y'all, now see that. I shouldn't say it there. Okay. I don't want to bring no heresy in the church, but this is what the Lord taught me. And then I said, Lord, my people never believed in being baptized in the Holy Ghost, but they are righteous people. Okay, here it is. Jesus told him, said, all of y'all are clean except the one. They hadn't received the Holy Ghost then. But the Bible said that he blew on them and they received it, still by faith, you know. But the 120 that was up in that upper room, they changed. Peter was a cussing fisherman. Yet Jesus said he was clean. Come on now, read your Bible. But when they got in that upper room and received the Holy Ghost, they changed. They had power. They didn't have to walk up to people. They knew what to say. They knew how to handle people. They knew how to, they had to fire and fire and fire. Because fire burns out the mess. May this church strive to have the Holy Ghost and fire to burn out all the dross, all the junk, all the mess. Well, Sister Davis, I've been asking for the Holy Ghost. I don't know what this is. I don't. I ain't found the answer to that yet, Brother Eddie. I haven't found the answer yet. So I've been praying to God to help me as a minister. Help me. I say, because, Lord, people need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You do. You don't need just your name on the roll. No. You need to go a step further. You need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because it's hard enough trying to live power, to live right, to love, to do the stuff I'm feeling. It is. And let me tell you, I know some ministers, I ain't never heard them speak in tongues. I ain't gonna say his name because then he'd be on the air. When people got the Holy Ghost, you can tell it. It's just a different. He's so boring, but he got a big following. People love to live right. But not for as the full gospel, you know what I'm saying? We need him. To lead and guide us into all truth and the things he said he's gonna do. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to God. Lord, I raise. They know me. They've seen you move many times. And every church that loves you, don't let us stop until we receive the Holy Ghost. I said, Pastor, I was in my car. Pastor, I was here. I think you received. Just everybody, the Holy Ghost is for everybody who receive it. For everybody. It ain't just people who love God. Is that right? And we need to press in and obey him. Well, when we pray, he said he would speak to us. And we need to just believe him. This is the hour of the Holy Ghost. Jesus and he praised the Lord. This is the preamble of what I got to say. Wisdom, I'm going to use it. I don't care if I'm 95. I know that. I know he knows that. Hallelujah. I pray for every one of you. And as I, something I got to do. Don't think about the church or nothing. Just, you need the Holy Ghost. Young people, old people, all people. And brother was telling us about people that we have people come, good people. I mean, people full of the Holy Ghost. People preach, and one of the girls got filled when this brother came. Remember, she got filled with the Holy Spirit. But God, here it is. We praise you with everything we have. But you said for us to be filled, and I'm asking you, Lord, to fill this church with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. There are people dying out there, Lord. Dying. It's just such a wonderful, just somebody. I ask it in Jesus' name. Now the Lord God, it's such a beautiful spirit in this church at this time. I tell the Lord, do it, Lord. Do it. Do it for me. I don't know what happened in the church. You haven't given me that answer yet. But I pray that but every believer, Leslie, you used to have stumbling tongues, be loosed and let the Lord use. Go ahead and praise. Go ahead and praise. Go ahead and praise. Go on and praise. Go on and praise. Go on and praise. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Go on and praise him. He hasn't forgotten you. No, no, no. He is, yes, he will. He wants to. Praise. I say he wants to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Young and old. Young and old. Rich or poor. Give you praise, God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Lord, for the saints. I want to thank you because I believe this is just the beginning. Good. I feel it in my soul. In Jesus' name. I want you all to be praying for me. And pray for me. Just pray. I'm going to do this the way Jesus done it. I read what he did, and I'm just going to do it the way he just going to do it the way he done it. Amen. I said amen. God have used me. I've seen everything but the dead raised. We did pray for a girl that died. I've seen hearts healed, limbs, you know. But there's, and I thank him. I truly thank him. Praise the Lord. And it's really true, and I'm not going to hold you on. He said, and I've said this, the atmosphere has changed. And you can hardly go in a church where the atmosphere is not like it used to be. But there are churches. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And may God give us that same. Hallelujah, Jesus. Filled up to the brim. Well, I got a song to say, fill me till I want no more. The Lord go with you. Praise the Lord. The Lord help us to receive the cleansing that he could be. Praise the Lord. That in a couple of weeks, who knows? As we let the Lord clean us up, who knows what? Go to your homes. Get your Bible and study. Praise the Lord.